Welcome to our Ulysses European Odyssey podcast. My name is Claudia Woolgar, and I spoke to a number of our amazing partners to find out what had inspired them to get involved in the project and what it had meant to them to be part of it. Happy listening. So I'm here today with Virginia Vasilakou from Chorus in Eleusis, or Elefsina in Greece, one of our two Greek partners on the project. Welcome, Virginia. It's wonderful to see you.
Wonderful to see you and hear you, Claudia. And I mean, you're practically Greek now with, you know, practicing my name and Elefsina. Spot on.
I tell you what, I was up all night. No, it's wonderful to have you here. I'm intrigued on a number of levels. I mean, we have, let's be upfront, a very different working relationship in terms of the normal role with other partners, in that we work together on our project. And it was one of the two projects that was a collaboration between two cities and two partner countries. So I'm not going to ask you the sort of why did you get... Well, no, I will. Why? I mean, we started from a tandem project program with Yanis. And then it shifted into being part of the Ulysses project and part of the European Capital of Culture. When you look back at that shift, do you see it as a positive, serendipitous moment for the project?
Absolutely. I still remember, even though it's unfortunate that we don't have Yanis here to describe his perspective after meeting you at the Tandem Cultural Capitals program. But I remember when you visited Eleusis and you went to the ship graveyard where we hosted our performance, and how you cried and how intensely you wanted to do something about it. The good thing, I mean, obviously, including this in the European Capital of Culture program, honestly, it was something obvious because it was the only European project of the ECOG, so of course they would include it in the program. And that was fantastic for us because otherwise, honestly, in this city on the coastal front, it would be impossible to implement the project and get all the permits without the assistance of such an institution. So, and of course the funding helped and it played a major role. So in retrospect, it was definitely beneficial.
It was the only European project in the European Capital of Culture program.
Yes, which is unbelievable. But that was great for us. We got the support that we needed and we managed to create a whole beach out of nowhere in this very ambiguous place.
And negotiating that, I mean, the theme was environmental at heart. And for those who don't know the location, again, go and have a look at our website. There are some very shocking pictures of that coastline. So it was about the loss of our sacred shores and seas. But that was quite a political hot potato for you guys.
It was in many ways, because to actually do this project in Vlicha, which is that area where the shipwrecks are, apart from including the port authorities, we also had to collaborate with major industries that are surrounding this area. We had to walk through Titan Factory, which is the cement factory in Eleusis, and it's also another grand presence there. So we had to collaborate with organizations and people and do this part of politics that nobody wants to do in our position, but we had to in order to get this done, and at the same time be activistic about it. So I think that we did manage to raise the awareness that we wanted to raise. We did involve the citizens. We enabled activism in a way, even walking through this industry, the factory, to arrive to Vlicha and keeping that public road open was a very activistic move. And even the fact that we implemented this environmentally oriented project at this specific location, that was a purely site-specific performance. It was dedicated to this site, this location. The scenery was amazing. I hope that people can actually go online and watch our video. And yeah, it required permits by those organizations that actually neglected that place. It was hard.
Absolutely.
Ethically, yeah, sorry,
Yeah.
ethically, it was really hard in a way.
And did you ever doubt that we could pull, I mean, I say we because it was a co-production between our two organizations. Did you ever doubt that you could pull that off locally? Because and I may call it a co-production, but I sat very comfortably here. You were at the rock face, you had to do all the work. Did you have doubts?
To be honest, not really. We felt very confident in how the European Capital of Culture would facilitate this implementation. If we didn't have this collaborator, I'm not sure if we would have pulled this off because they had established a relationship already with all these authorities. So our project was one of many that took place there, and that was easy to manage. We had doubts about the whole production in terms of is it even feasible to start from a square in the center of the city, walk through the factory with all these people, where trucks are moving around all day and then end up there and do the performance. We had these type of practical doubts, but not in terms of if it's possible to do it on that site.
Well, I am full of respect for what you guys achieved locally. It's interesting hearing you talk about how important the ECOC, European Capital Culture, was in realizing the project and the support that they gave. It'd be really interesting to hear you talk about the support and what you got out of being part of this project and this particular consortium over the past. I mean, it's been a long project. What did that bring you as an individual and as an organization?
Well, that's a great pass actually to this subject because we are a tiny organization. So this tiny organization implementing and achieving this project was something tremendous for us. The visibility, the exposure, collaborating with foreign artists, that would never happen, not from our side as Chorus. So being in this large scale project with this amazing pool of people and organization. First of all, professionally, it was a tremendous experience, and to me personally, my skills have I have added to my list of skills so many things like project management, European project, grant writing and reporting, all these things. But at the core of it, the fact that we had the ability to collaborate and meet all these lovely people, and just I still remember the first meeting in Trieste. We were in this tiny room full of people, super hot in there with COVID running around. And I just felt so safe and connected to everyone. And I felt like I could express any sort of opinion among 15 different countries and just be heard and be respected for it. That was the best aspect for me. Definitely.
And with that, if you were to look back, is your highlight, if there is such a thing, does that fall in locally in Eleusis, or does that fall in the work that you were doing in the collaboration in the consortium?
Think it goes a bit both ways. On the one hand, I'm really proud that we managed to create a beach. Just come to think of it, we created a beach out of nowhere. We laid the sand there and we were digging the sand, covering the sand, protecting it from weather conditions. We created a beach and some local people that have been nostalgic about their access to the sea actually cried, and that was very moving. But what I keep to my heart is actually the collaboration with this consortium. And how amazing these people are, and moving forward now, how I feel like I could contact anyone and collaborate on an idea in the future, or just even visit a city where someone is located there and be like, oh, hey, let's grab a coffee. So I think that this is the most valuable thing for me.
No, thank you. And I would certainly echo that. And would like to thank you, not just as a professional, but on a personal level, for the extraordinary collaboration that we've had for the past few years, and for realizing that crazy idea that Yanis and I had. You've been, for me, a real inspiration and a huge help behind the scenes as well. And I'd just like to thank you for that, Virginie, and wish you all the very best as you move forward to the next stage in your life.
Well, thank you. And I really want to say a big thank you to you because you've made this project so pleasant and every meeting so fun. It's actually inspiring. And after that, when, because now we're leading a small scale Creative Europe project, I'm thinking about Claudia and I'm like, how can I make this meeting like more fun and pleasant for people and having all these action items in a minute? So, yeah, I really appreciate whatever you did behind the scenes, and I'm sure that we know like a fraction of it, but it was really enjoyable.
Thank you, and I wish you and Chorus all the very best in the years ahead, and certainly hope that future collaborations will come out of it. Thank you.
Yes, thank you.